Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay, coaching you. What are you doing with this coaching? If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Listen here, guys. You are designed to succeed in 2019, and I need you guys to know that success is a journey that you were designed to finish. And, you know, we have Genesis 1:26-28, as well as several other scriptures that is proof that you were designed for success. Now, you can use the power of your tongue for success, right? And then now you can also use our affirmations we gave you. But I have a question for you on today. Can God trust you? Can God trust you with success? Our scripture is going to be coming out of 1 Corinthians 4:1-2. And this is what I need you guys to do. I need to ask you a question. Are you becoming successful for other people? Are you becoming successful just for someone to call your name? Or are you becoming successful so you can please God? We got to go to the Lord and we got to search our hearts for that, because I'm going to tell you something. This is where and how a lot of people trip up. This is where and how a lot of people trip up. And where now you begin to even have some success, and then all of a sudden you either come to a dead halt or start rolling back. This is going to be a very good lesson for many people. You're probably going to need to go back and listen to it again. But I encourage you to take heed and make sure that the success that you are pursuing are for the right reasons. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because this is the day that you've made, and we're so glad and joyous we're here in the land of the living. Father God, we thank you that on today, through your Holy Spirit, your mysteries will be unlocked to us as to what are some great reasons for us to pursue success. Of course, we need your kingdom, but we're asking, oh, Father God, for your wisdom right now, that you will clarify for the folks who are confused and they're not clear on even what their passion or purpose is. Father God, on today, as we're going out to do these great exploits in your name, we will be careful to acknowledge you, oh Father God, as you're purifying our hearts and cleaning our hands right now in the name of Jesus. We're asking you that you will fill us, oh Father God, with all of the knowledge necessary to go out and make major things happen, but with pure heart, clean hands. Show us, oh Father God, the way on today. As we're here in this new year, sever us from anything, anyone, any place that will ignite the fire of darkness in us. Quench it with the wisdom and the spirit of you, Lord. We honor you. We bless you. We want to seal this prayer as we're going out to do these great exploits in your name. We want to seal this prayer as you cover us. We know you'll put the hedge of protection around us, but we're putting on full armor. everything that the enemy sends towards us. We honor you and we bless you. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm excited about this particular episode. Myself being in network marketing for 10 years, and because of it, I know 9 years ago I was able to see success I never had seen before, and that was a big test. That was a big test, you know, and now 10 years later, I'm able to see that there had to be nothing but God's grace upon me. Where my family, where people who are extremely close to me, people who've known me for a long time, said, Nicola, you haven't changed. Of course, they would call me Nikki. But over the years, I've had the pleasure and honor to be able to observe many people in their first round of major success. And sometimes some things go awry. And I want to warn you guys, as you're growing into success and as you're saying 2019 is going to be my biggest year yet, make sure that even as your goals get bigger, that God does not get smaller in your life and in your business. Network marketing, like any other business, has have their pluses and minuses, and just in my opinion, many more pluses to focus on the minuses. But I want us to read the word of the Lord as we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 2. And we're talking about being good stewards so that God can unlock mysteries to you that probably has not been unlocked to anyone in your family. And so it says, let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. I'm sure you've heard where you say, hey, God said, if you're faithful over a little, I can give you much. What do you believe about where you are right now with success? Are you trusting God? To become trustworthy, you got to trust God. To become trustworthy, you got to trust God. And when you trust God, then now you're able to do more, give more. Most people are stagnated by the possibilities of what if it doesn't happen. What if it doesn't happen for me? I'm in a rough spot. There's some times where I get calls all the time. And I mean, on yesterday was extremely, it was a lot going on, even in my head. One of our family members, they actually, they were on life support and they took them off life support. And we're still waiting. I haven't heard yet. We're still waiting overnight. God is kept Aunt Gail, but it brings things to you when you're still here in the land of the living, when you hear someone is going home to glory. It's not that she was old, she had started having some illnesses, but what could or what should or what did God say you could have done before even that happened? We don't know that tomorrow or what tomorrow is going to bring. A lot of people bring a lot of foolishness in the day-to-day basis, acting like they absolutely know that tomorrow is promised to them. I have made it a declaration for me not to entertain no foolishness, and I mean absolutely no foolishness in 2019, because there are too many people's lives that depend on me, on you, staying focused on assignment and walking in purpose. Sure, we were designed. We were all made in the likeness of the image of God. There's not one human being that comes into this earth lest it's through a man and a woman. Even playing fields. You say, well, I didn't have the parents that some of those people had. Where you're talking to a young lady whose father was an immigrant, came over on a cruise ship, never went back. Mama was an immigrant, worked in people's homes, taking care of their kids as a teenager, cleaning their behinds, doing all sorts of things. You're talking to a young lady who her grandmother, that's what she did. She cleaned people's houses. And she has so much honor and character that the people that she worked for a rich family, that they blessed her. So she came over to the United States and then therefore made a different way for her family. So you ain't going to tell me about no silver spoon in the mouth. Very few of us have had that. But there's been many a times where I have gone through this world, and I will get messages from people, true men and women of God, and I have heard it more than enough times where they look at me and they'll say, God, that he can trust you. And these are people that have met me in the natural the first time, but obviously in the spirit, God says, this is a person that is trustworthy. I need you to ask yourself today, can I be trusted with God, not his riches? Remember, the riches, the money, it only comes from one place, people. And God trusts you with people. I'm actually about to post 9 must-haves, money must-haves, because sometimes you do have to focus in a particular area of a person's life, because I'm going to tell you something. Some people, when you find yourself in a challenge with money, there is always a direct connection that you haven't helped enough people. It's simple. I tell you guys that success is simple. Simple and easy are not synonyms. We're talking about principles that are simplistic, meaning that they're just simple. If you help people and you're doing it where there is a reward and you're doing it from a pure place, because some people can help people without the pure place and then they get it and the money run out of the other hand as fast as it came into the first hand, because they will go broke looking rich. They will make their needs supersede their wants. Their wants supersede their needs, excuse me, where they're not concerned about getting their financial act together. They're concerned about looking financially stable. But the one thing about God is he will pull back the cover soon enough. I don't want that to be you. Let me tell you guys something I share with people so often. God watched me in my first million, and we still stayed in our five bedroom, three bath house that I had gotten in, what was that, 1999. And I watched, and it was several of us other ones that hit $1 million. And they like, you still living over there? None of my neighbors were millionaires. It didn't matter to me, because at the end of the day, I'm like, listen, I don't want to go broke. I got to be good with this, what God has blessed me with. There's no way I'm that good that this didn't happen without God. There's no way I am that good that this happened without God. If you continue to tell yourself that, and you call out to God and say, I am absolutely nothing, no one without you, you will be surprised. And you say it like you really mean it. You say it from a deep place. You'll be surprised, and he said, now I can work with you. I just want to help people. They lie, they lie, they lie, they lie. They just want to help themselves. It's okay, but if you trust God, you'll know that if you help people, you're going to be taken care of. But it's hard to come from that place, if you're in a place where you feel you're destitute, or you feel that you're starving, or you feel that you're desperate. Now, I know there's some people on the line here that you might want to share some of these must-haves. I'm going to share these on today, and it's literally I'm going to go into a I'm going to do a video for it. I made a decision. I'm not going to look cute on a video. I just can't. I can't look cute today. I'm getting ready to travel, and I got to do it. And I said, you know what? I have been knowing I need to be able to get the message out there that there's help for people. But guess what? I have a little vanity thing. I'm sorry. I have been a hairstylist. I was a hairstylist for 20 years, and then now my mom was a hairstylist. We got three hairstylists. And let me tell you something. Our family look at you sideways if you just come out in public any kind of way. My mama is just old-fashioned like that. She still put on a little light lipstick to go to the gym sometime. I saw her lately. I said, oh, she didn't have on no lipstick the other day at the gym. I go, ooh, okay. But 70 years in, baby, you see her step out. You see her step out. I can remember even looking at some of my grandma. I was a kid, and I'm looking in my grandma's closet in some beautiful, beautiful shoes. But then I can go back in my mind and say, she owned a home. She obviously had good credit because she used to help a lot of our family. She was good stored over money. She was very, very modest. But more importantly, she opened up her door at 6 a.m. in the morning and locked it at evening, prayed three times a day, and she was always her door open to help people. Here's some 9 money must-haves for 2019, and I got to ask you, can God trust you with these things? You got to have a 740 plus credit score. You know, that's what we talk about. That's what we do. But there's a lot of people in our industry, in our business, they still have not worked on their own credit, and they're wondering why they can't earnestly or passionately talk about it because they don't have good credit themselves, and they're not working toward it. All they got to do is sign and send, and that's so hard for them. God can't trust you even with a little bit of things. You got to have a budget. You still budgeting in your head. You still going in overdraft every single month because you want to sit out and eat. You want to still do Starbucks. You want to still do all the things that are want when you're not taking care of your needs. I need at least $10,000 liquid saved. At least. And I need to invest at least $500 a month in something that's interest bearing. I must have a home in my own name. I need adequate life insurance. I don't want to leave my family with debt. I want to leave my family in a better place than even probably when I was here. An inheritance for his children's children. Do you know how many multi-million dollar families was established through life insurance? I got to pay off some debt. At some point in time, I can't keep having more outgo than income and not get rid of debt. I must have multiple streams of income that collaborate with each other. Not that compete with each other. And I must have a money mentor. You're not going to break these disabling financial habits without guidance. You got to be in an environment where people got their act together. I'm going to tell you, network marketing, you could do that hanging out at trainings. You could do that hanging out where people know where they're going. It's levels to everything. There's some people who might say, check, 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 I got this. This is a place where I started 20 plus years ago. And because I was able to do that, I was able to go higher, 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 higher. And I ended up now in my business because one of those checks had went down a 740 credit score, and it opened up a whole new world for me. But this is what I need you to do. up the line, and while you're saying, I got these goals that I must have, you need to be able to say, I must be trustworthy. If God can trust you with his people, you won't have to chase nobody down. But you will have to open up your mouth. You will have to do the work. And people will begin to look in your eyes and tell, the windows to the soul, and tell, I can trust you. I can trust working with you. I want to be down with you. You don't look desperate and down and worn out. I think, you know, you might have some challenges, but I think that we can work together. You might not have it all together, but neither do I, and I want us to work together. You might be, you know, wanting to go to some other places, and so do I. It seems like this is a good connection. Let's open up the call on this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning to you. Let's see here. Good morning, 602, last four, 1865. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. How are you? I'm awesome. I'm awesome. I'm sipping on some coffee.
That's good. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for the passionate, powerful word this morning. I'm happy it's 2019, and I got this, you know, with these goals. Again, I am trustworthy. I am going out here in 2019, and I am determined to help as many people as I can. I know that is my calling. I've always been a helpful person, and, you know, these essential tools that you've given this morning, I, too, need to definitely work on, you know, helping people and helping myself. Like you said, you know, with the credit scores and everything, you have to be an example before you really can help other people. And so I have some things that I need to do. And again, thank you so much. And I will be out there helping a lot of people this year.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, I can tell you something. The best antidote to worry is work.
Yes.
Put yourself to work. Go to work, and I'm telling you, it will take care of so many other things. Go to work helping people. Go to work where God knows, okay, listen, God, I'm trusting you so that you can trust me. I'm trusting you so you can trust me. There's so many people, I'm telling you, guess what that would knock off? Covetousness. Nobody will covet anybody else's stuff. The amount of things that someone, that God has given someone, is according to how much he trusted them. Now, don't worry about it. Some of them may not be good stories, but let's just not be you. Okay, we're going to come back to that number. It's a little too loud. 513 last four, 7778. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Janessa out of Phoenix. I thought I was trustworthy, but now that you've pointed out some things, I got some work to do. So that's my mission for the year, to become
so
more trustworthy.
I will. Off of what we talked about, because some people, you know, this is where we start talking about, even in the word of the mysteries being unlocked, and sometimes where we'll think like, you know what, I'm a good person. I don't hurt people. I don't, you know, lie, steal on folks. And we think that's enough work. That's a good start. That's an absolute perfect start. But is that all God put us here for?
Well, I just know that some of the things that you've listed, I need to work on. I just need to work on. I know that I care for people. I'm a compassionate person. But maybe my heart is not as pure as I would think that it is. I don't know. I just need to go to work and get into my word some more and become what it is that God would have me to be to become trustworthy.
That's what I'm talking about. All you do is ask him. God is simple. Humans is who got a little complicated with what God gave us. God is simple. He said, ask me. And ask me my son's name, and I'm going to deliver. Just ask him. God, you know what? What you shared was just a powerful, simple prayer. And you know, our church called a prayer fast from 3 to 4 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. I don't know. It's whatever time you want, 3 to 4. And just an hour, and you're asking God for his wisdom this week. And I'm just sharing this with you guys because this has been a house that I have been in now, Robert and I, for 14 years. And if you notice, I've been network marketing for 10. So that tell you I was there before. I transitioned in this church with the principles that have been taught consistently. The principles have been taught consistently. And you know, one of the biggest things that our pastors always taught us were they didn't care. They're not the pastors that care, like, I got to make sure you hear, so you pay your tithes, I got to make sure you did. They never do that to us. But what they also said is, listen, I don't care how many times you show up to church. If you ain't got relationship, you still going to hell. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. If you don't have relationship with God, then people be like, oh, my gosh, in America, oh, my gosh, they're saying hell. Well, you believe it's a heaven, don't you? So hypocritical. They believe it's a heaven. They believe in the angels. So you don't believe in the flip side of that? Just play by God's rules. So he can just be proud. I don't care. I don't care what people think about that. I'm just telling them I'm going to try God because all the other stuff out there ain't giving me no guarantee. I'm going with the guarantee. 478 last 42157. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. How are you this morning?
I'm amazing this morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. Listen, I'm sitting here listening to you on today's lesson, if you will, and in self-reflection, yeah, I've got to work on being trusted by God. That's what I got to work on. That's why I'm not where I'm supposed to be because I haven't proven that I can be trusted. So that's what I'm going to do moving forward. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. Go back to that word, you know, and don't just take my word for it. Listen, I might be an ordained minister, but I'm not anyone's pastor. Most of you all on the line have your own shepherd. And, you know, you can even have a conversation with them if they're available for you to say, you know what, I want to ask you about this scripture here. Can you maybe give me some insight? And more importantly, this is what I asked you to do. Because I could remember being 19 years old, pregnant with my first set of twins that did not make it, reading my Bible, and my son's father slapping my Bible out of my hand to the ground. He was so angry at the attention that I would give that book because if I were to tell you guys the type of danger that my life was in and I was going through and all I could do is grab that Bible, I couldn't call home because my mom would freak out. And that was my only comfort, that word of God. And after he knocked my Bible down, I go back and pick it up. 45. You guys do the math just in case you wonder where the journey started. It's a process. You start wherever you're ready. Nobody can't tell me about no hard times, scary times, bad times, crazy times. Sure, a lot of it were decisions that I made. That's how come I became to be a great decision maker because I didn't always know how to make good decisions. I wanted to know the difference between things that I put myself in or things that God put me in to show me that he would get me out. I needed to know the difference. Not too early or too late. to get started being trusted by God. For real, for real. I love you guys. You already know what the call to action is. Go to work. It's simple. You don't know the answer. You don't know how many people are going to say yes today. But you won't know until you do the work. I love you. Bless you right now.